Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com on this Tuesday, the day after the great North American total solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th. And it turned out to be pretty good from Texas all the way up and through Ohio, northwestern PA, a little bit of cloud cover western New York, but up in northern New York at Plattsburgh, where I was, it was just some high cirrus clouds at 25,000 feet and just scattered to broken. But we saw the eclipse, and it was absolutely excellent. Thanks to Ed and Bobby Galkin for making our way up to that place right next to the Canadian border. Boy, there was sure lots of traffic going up and coming down from I-87, what they call the Northway. And eventually, all made it. Everybody just took their time and did it right and enjoyed the eclipse. And on their way home today, I'm sure everybody's going to be looking at this as being one of the great ones. Weather across the aviation hubs in the nation, there's going to be some trouble brewing, especially in Texas. Lots of showers and thunderstorms working away into central Texas. That'll be affecting Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, and Austin as well. A lot of that shower action into northern Louisiana, southern Arkansas, and then extending into the Tennessee Valley. It's going to be closing things down there. That rainy weather will be arriving in the east during the daytime on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It looks like much of the east will have that rainy conditions, April showers. So that means in Atlanta there will be some delays because of weather. Some showers moving there and heavy thunderstorms are a possibility, so there might be extensive delays on Wednesday and Thursday as well. South Florida just looks like some rain showers moving in. Up in Charlotte looks like rain, but they'll also have some locally heavy weather on Wednesday and Thursday as well. Today, it's just moving in. Up in the northeast, from the northeast corner, D.C. to the Boston area, just a beautiful day. But the clouds are moving in, and the rain will be moving in on Tuesday night and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. West Coast looking pretty good for California, at least at San Diego, L.A., and San Francisco. There might be some showers moving into SFO, but as you look up towards Portland and Washington State, that looks like they're going to be having more rain. Chicago's looking dry. It looks like some showers up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Weather for the Northeast Corridor now looks like we're just going to have fair skies today and a mild one into the 70s, 75 to 80 possible for D.C., but there's going to be some clouds moving in, so that may just keep that temperature down. Also around 77, 78 in Philadelphia, New York City, Boston area around 70, all with generally fair skies today, but it looks like showers for tonight. And all across the Northeast Corridor, it'll be rainy weather on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week with daytime highs in the 60s, nighttime lows in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Hope you had a great day today, and hope you have a good day on Tuesday and Wednesday. But it looks like midweek, we'll be getting those April showers.